old man. I've been hollering for you for 2 days. W2T Mobile.
I just come out of Ingalls. Let me turn my radio down here in the background and headed back towards home, Rusty. It's just got awful hot out there. We went out for a little while this morning and tended the birds and watered some lawn and picked some raspberries, but it's really getting bad. We need some rain.
I was out. I had a 9:15 appointment this morning to do an inspection for 9:30, but I got there at 9:15 and they said come on ahead and I could go ahead and get it done. So I did, and got home and already uploaded it. And then I had another meeting this afternoon with two guys from my chorus and the Art Center downtown Spartanburg, so work on getting us active over here again. So little things like that going on today, and now I'm headed home to the house to get comfortable and unlock for a while.
I just got a text from Dave, CBA, there a little bit ago, and he was excited. He talked to a Russian on 15 meters. I can't remember the frequency. It was sideband. But I did turn the radio on this morning and listen for you, but I didn't hear you. It must have just been when I went outside or something, because it's been on most of the day after about 9 o'clock.
Some pieces of that, something about text from Dave and something about 9 o'clock and all, because I don't know whether it was where I was or where you were, but you were breaking up a good bit, probably where I was, because I was down in a little valley on this road over here. Anyway, well, I'm going to go down here and stop at the donut place and give me a couple of donuts and sit there and chill out for a little bit after this meeting, and then I'll head home and get comfortable and see what's going on the rest of the day.
Yeah, you had a lot of popcorn on you, but the repeater's been somewhat noisy too, Rusty. I'll speak up a little bit. Maybe it'll get through better. But we just bought two donuts also. I'm going to go home and have a cup of coffee and a couple of donuts. And I think butter beans and cornbread's on the menu for tonight.
I don't know what I'm going to have, if anything. I may have me just a little sandwich later, or I may just fix me a hot dog, a couple of hot dogs, and I got some hot dogs at home. I may fix me a couple of them for supper. Not a whole lot of anything, and I'll have the remains of pot roast from Sunday that I'll be fixing for lunch, and for a late lunch tomorrow. I'm going to make me some vegetable soup out of what's left, and get me some additional veggies to throw into the pot and let it cook up, and then that'll be my lunch tomorrow, and then see what goes on after that and what else I can get into. 4 degrees out here right now.
Oh, there's David there. He's excited. I don't know why. I can't read it. I'm in the truck, and I see he texted me again. I can work Russians every night, but it's nice when you never have and you make contact with them. He said they're on 15 meters. But, we bought some, rather than make the beans and cook them all day, Bush's butter beans in the can are excellent. I mean, excellent. And they're not very expensive if you ever wanted to try some. And had a little bit of Jiffy cornbread with it, and that's far uptown as you can get, Rusty.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've eaten them before and all. But, I'll go get me some vegetables, some other vegetables, because right now all I got is potatoes and carrots. And I may get me a can of butter beans and something else to throw in there, mix in with it, and let it cook for about 30 or 40 minutes or an hour, and that way I'll have a good taste and have me a couple of good bowls of soup, you know, and that's what I'll do. But now my thermometer says, in the car thermometer says it's 97 degrees out here right now, so it's warm. It's hot. It's not warm. It's hot out here.
We just talked with a daughter up in Michigan, and she said it's pretty nice up there. It rains, so the humidity's high. But they've been in Seattle and Vancouver, British Columbia, and all that for the past week or so, 10 days, on vacation. And I guess it was in the 60s and 70s up there. So that would have been nice. But that's a long trip, so there's no way that I'd even consider going up there, especially to that state. Anyways, Rusty, we're turning down the big hill, so I'll catch you down the line, and I'll turn the radio on when I get home. I don't think I left it on. I usually shut it off. Take care, W2T and 0TR73.
Okay, well, that worked out. Well, I'm just about down here to the donut shop, so I'm going to pull in down here and get me a couple of donuts and sit there and drink the rest of my drink and eat my couple of donuts, and then I'll head back to the house. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. N0TR W2T73s for now.